This is Playhouse 90. From the stages and studios, producers and playwrights of the world, the makers of Philips Milk and Magnesia tablets, Bayer Aspirin, Insto Eye Drops, and Stern's Pine Tar and Honey bring you the week's finest radio entertainment, Playhouse 90. Presents The Ghost Train, a drama by Arnold Ridley. Three travelers find themselves stranded on a stormy night at a small wayside station in Cornwall. Against the advice of the queer, psychotic station master, who tells them weird stories about a ghost train, they decide to stay the night in the waiting room with the intention of catching the first train in the morning, a decision which they all too soon regret. Listen in a few moments to The Ghost Train, produced for Playhouse 90 by Yoland Dottman and directed by Henry Diffenthal. And now, Playhouse 90 presents The Ghost Train.
This is the waiting room.
Yes, it looks like it.
This is just the kind of place you would bring me to.
Bring you? I like that.
Cold and wet and disagreeable. And the storm's getting worse.
Well, it's not my fault. I'm not the managing director of the Infernal Railway Company, am I? That young man's to blame, losing his hat and then pulling the communication cord. But for him, we'd have caught the connection on time.
And you would have missed a fine opportunity of losing your temper.
Richard Place called. I can't see a name at all. Oh, here's a porter. I say, porter.
Excuse me, sir. Station master.
Station master, then. When's the next train?
There ain't no next train.
The devil do you mean? I must get through to Truro tonight.
There ain't no more trains till 7 tomorrow morning.
Surely to heaven there's a special.
There ain't no specials on this line. Not for years I haven't been.
Where can we hire a car?
There ain't no cars around here.
What do you suggest?
If you wants to get anywhere tonight, you'll have to walk.
And how far is the nearest hotel?
There'll be a farm 5 miles along the road.
But surely you live somewhere.
I bicycles to Truro.
Well, it looks as if we shall have to stay here until morning. Oh, that confounded fool. By the way, where is he?
There'll be another gentleman outside.
Let's hope he stops there. I shall kick him if he comes in.
Oh, Richard, stop it.
All right, sir.
How did you get in?
Through the door, old chap. You know, perfectly simple. I sort of opened the door. I'll shut it now to keep the rain out.
Stopping little crib we've got here.
Oh, and we're here till morning, eh?
Yes, we are.
I think it's all rather priceless.
After all, it's a little adventure and something to relieve the ennui of life.
That's all very well for you, sir. It puts us in the devil of a hole.
Oh, don't haggle, Richard. Surely the situation is uncomfortable enough without a quarrel. Whatever you say now can do no good. Here we are, and here we'll have to stay.
Well, seeing as how you're all settled to stay here, I'll be off home.
You're going?
You can stay here, since you've made up your mind about it. But not me.
Look here, I'd like you to stay. We might want something.
What? Me? Stay here? All night?
Why not?
Me? Stay at Falvale Station all night?
Well, that was the idea.
See here. Haven't you never heard tell about this station?
No, of course not. I never even knew it was here.
Well, what about it?
It's haunted, miss.
Haunted?
Aye, that's right.
Well, if it isn't absolutely too priceless, the station's haunted. I'm there.
You may laugh.
Here we are.
I?
No, thank you very much.
Maybe you laugh the other side of your face before morning.
Do you mean to say that you believe in ghosts?
I do. There have been many in these parts that don't. Not for £5, not would I stay in the station. Tonight of all nights.
But you're not afraid to stay with us, are you?
I don't know. You've never heard tell of it.
What is the story? Now, look here, before you go, you might as well tell us what to expect.
No, I'll be getting home now.
Now, look here, you needn't go yet. Look, tell us all about this ghost. We want something to entertain us.
Entertaining? Powers above.
Come along. Here, have this for your trouble.
Very well, I'll do it. Although I warned you, it ain't no pretty story, and I'd rather be going home. Well, it'd be like this. 20 years ago, this very night, a man by the name of Ted Holmes used to be in charge of this here station. Did you notice a bridge just down below?
Yes, I did.
That'd be a bridge over the River Ross. It'd be a swing bridge, and used to be worked by a lever out here on this very platform. In them days, quite big boats did come up the river after China Clay. Them don't come now. Well, 20 years ago, this very night, there were a party of people went to a bean feast up to Truro, and they chartered a special train to take them back to St. Blan down the line. That were the only night train that ever ran on these lines. Ted Holmes was kept on duty that night to close the bridge, which was always left open night time for the clay boats to go out on the tide. It must have been 11 o'clock when they phoned from Truro to shut the bridge, as the special would be a starting off. Ted answers as how he'd go and shut the bridge that moment. And them were the last words he were ever heard to speak.
What happened?
All in good time, miss. As I was saying, Ted answers as how he'd go out and shut the bridge that moment, just at 11 o'clock. He goes to the door, and there it was that illness comes to him, and he falls down there on the platform, just outside that very door. Dead.
Oh, no.
And that brought the worst of it. Not near the worst, it brought. As I was saying, just at 11 o'clock, Ted Holmes falls down dead. And after we're all over, outside that very door, they find him. The lamp still burning in his hand. It must have been 11:30 when the train starts off from Truro. And here be the bridge wide open, and Ted Holmes are lying dead on the platform. On comes the train down the valley at a fair lick, everyone being anxious to get home. On she comes at 40 miles an hour, I reckon. Poor Ben Isaacs were driving, and it did seem as though he were just above the station here. Something did warn him. What were the powers above alone knows, but he claps on his brakes, and the train goes a-tearing through the station here. All the brakes on, the whistles screaming, and then crash!
Good heavens, were there many killed?
6 killed outright, and 2 die after. By some miracle, poor Ben Isaacs was thrown clear. He climbs out of the water and comes back here to the station, his mind clean gone. And they say he walked the platform here for hours, waving a red lamp and singing Rock of Ages. Next morning, he died, and 'twere a merciful release. 6 bodies they brought up from the mud and laid out in this very room.
What a horrible story.
I warned you, it weren't no pretty tale you was making me tell.
Yes, but where did the haunting come in?
Maybe I've said enough. The lady be getting scared.
Not a bit. It was a horrible thing, but I don't see how it can frighten us. Please go on.
Well, ever since that night, this station has been haunted.
Who by? Ted Holmes?
More than that. Some nights the signal bell rings and a train comes a-tearing and a-screaming through the station with all the brakes on and whistles a-blowing.
Oh, nonsense.
'Tis the truth I'm telling you, sir. One night, a while back, I was kept late by a thunderstorm. And just as I gets down the road, the signal bell rings. And then I saw her go through. I saw the flare from her furnace. Saw it with me own eyes, sir.
Oh, I expected some freight train that started this yard.
I tell you, there ain't no trains run on these metals from 10 at night till 7 in the morning. Besides which, it never starts from Truro and never runs into St. Bland. If it be a natural thing, where do it come from? Where do it go?
Yes.
You don't believe me.
You Cornish people are superstitious, you know.
Folks in these parts run like mad if they hear a train at night. They do say that to look upon the ghost train, to mean death.
Now, that's absolute rubbish.
Bide a bit, sir. Bide a bit. 2 months ago, a tramp breaks into this waiting room one night. And next morning, they find him here. Dead. The doctors say as how he died of fear.
Pure coincidence.
But that don't explain the train, sir. Dozens have heard her tearing down the line. And early one morning, a man from the farm was walking to Truro to catch the London train when he sees someone walking this platform, waving a red lamp, and heard him singing Rock of Ages. You can stop here if you like, but not me. They do say as how the dead walk the platform, and poor Ben Isaacs are leading of them.
I've never heard anything so delightfully funny in all my life.
Funny? You call that funny?
You don't expect us to believe that, yarn, do you?
I do, sir.
Well, you're a bigger liar than I am, old thing, and I thought I could spin a pretty good one.
Well, I'm going.
Yeah, hold on, will you?
It's no good, sir. Not a bit of good. I won't stay here no longer. Not for £100, I won't. I knows too much about this station.
Look, can't you see you're alarming the lady?
Very well, ma'am. I've done me best, but I ain't going to risk no more. I've got a wife and children looking to me.
Very well, go if you're afraid.
Afraid? I am afraid, sir. I ain't ashamed to own it.
Where's your bicycle?
Outside, under the awning. Have you got a match, sir?
Yes, here you are.
Thank you, sir. I light me bicycle lamp. That's it. I'll be back here at 7 to see you on the train. And you take my advice. Keep in here. And if you do hear a train, for pity's sake, don't go running out to look at it.
Look here, stop talking like an old fool. If you believe in your ghost train, well and good. But we don't. You understand?
Very well, sir.
Cheerios, Elliot, hadn't you?
Now we must make arrangements for the night.
Help me move the table, will you?
Yeah, you. Me?
Oh, yes, certainly. Here we are.
Somebody may well be able to rest on this.
Now, look here, what fools we are.
Why, what's up?
We never told that chap to bring us any food when he comes back.
He may think of it.
I know it is, and
so do I.
What's that? Something at the door.
It's the station master.
Juicy's going on.
Dragon.
Is he ill?
He's dead.
Outside the door, they find him. The lamp still burning in his hand.
Great heavens! It's 11 o'clock.
We shall be back with The Ghost Train in just a minute.
You say eating used to give you discomfort. Does indigestion still trouble you?
I've been a martyr to indigestion all my life. I cannot tell you how bad I have been. And now, sir, it's a thing of the past.
And you use Phillips tablets for your indigestion?
Honestly, I can tell you this since I've been taking them. I can't remember the last time I had indigestion. There was a time that I couldn't eat any form of fruit. I used to have absolute agony. And now I can eat any fruit I like. Cucumbers, which used to kill me.
And what started you using Phillips tablets?
I asked my doctor's wife, and the doctor's wife said to me Phillips had magnesia tablets. I just don't know what I should do without them.
Yes, make sure you always have Phillips tablets handy. For on-the-spot relief from indigestion, Phillips tablets.
Don't take your eyes for granted. They're the only ones you'll ever have. Every day, your eyes can be harmed by sun, wind, dust, the strain of driving, even reading. That's why people who value their eyes use Insto eye drops regularly. You see, Insto are the only eye drops which contain neophrine, used by eye specialists. Use Insto eye drops and see at once how your eyes become clearer and sparkling again. Treat your eyes to the best you can get. Insto eye drops.
And now the second act of The Ghost Train.
Thank you.
on. These matches are wet.
Oh, your hand's shaking. Look, can I light that cigarette for you?
Thank you. But my hand is perfectly steady. These matches are beastly.
Now, let's get a grip on ourselves. This is a nasty business, I know. It's given us a bit of a jar, but we must try hard not to take things too seriously.
Can't we go away somewhere?
Well, it's a good idea, but it's raining harder than ever. Simply coming down in sheets. Besides which, there's nothing to be afraid of now. Let's put that poor fellow in the other room and lock the door. Let's try and forget all about it.
Forget? I never will.
Look, we must be sensible. There's hardly a house in England where someone hasn't died. Hardly a station where someone hasn't met with an accidental death. And as for that poor fellow in there, well, people do die suddenly sometimes. We have the consolation of knowing that he was spared any pain or other suffering.
Then you don't think his death had anything to do with the story he told us?
Dismiss it from your mind, Elsie. Life is full of coincidences.
It was a jolly strange one there, wasn't it? And it's just what he said happened, every detail.
Shut up, you idiot.
That's all very well, Elsie, but I suppose I am entitled to my opinion, the same as anyone else.
You're not entitled to frighten people.
Suppose that train should come. What should we do?
What train?
Why, the ghost train you spoke of.
Oh, that's just a story.
But you never know.
Oh, I say, if the ghost train comes, I beg we stop it and try and get a lift. How's that, eh?
Who the deuce... Someone at the door.
Oh, wait. Don't answer it. We don't know who it may be.
Well, then I must find out.
But,
I'm opening it. I say it's a lady. Come in.
Tell me, has it come?
I beg your pardon?
Has it come?
I'm afraid I don't quite follow you.
Well, you know. You must know.
I'm afraid I don't.
Listen to me. I want you to help me.
Of course, but what exactly is the matter?
Hide me from them. Hide me, please.
Yes, but hide you from whom?
From them.
Who are they?
You must help me. Don't let them take me back. I can't go back. I can't.
Julia! Julia!
There they are. What shall I do? They'll find me. They'll take me back again. Help me.
It's all right. It's all right. We won't let anyone hurt you.
Then let me hide. In that room.
No. Not in there.
Where can I go?
Anywhere, but in there.
Julia! Julia!
They're coming, I tell you.
It's all right.
It's not all right. I'll help you.
Hello? Who the devil are you people?
That's just what I was going to ask you.
We've come here on a very urgent matter.
And we're here purely by force of circumstance.
Well,
we lost a connection and have to wait here until the next train.
But there isn't any next train.
Exactly.
You know what place this is?
Oh, rather.
This is Foul Vale Station.
Quite so. And now, perhaps you'll give us some explanation of your somewhat... unexpected entrance?
Yes. My name's Price. This is Dr. Sterling. We're looking for my sister.
Your sister?
Yes. Have you seen a young lady about here? We've every reason to believe that she would come to this place.
Then she's run away from you?
In a way, yes. Have you seen her?
But why should she run away, and why should she come here?
That's not a matter which I wish to discuss with strangers.
Very well. In that case, I'm afraid we can't help you.
She's here somewhere, Price. I know that. Look in the other room.
Very well. Stop. You can't go in there. Not yet.
Why not, sir?
Because... Well, because there's something we must explain.
And so she is in there?
No.
I'm sorry, but I don't believe you. You're being very foolish to interfere in this matter.
She's not there. I give you my word of honor.
It's not good enough. Open that door, Sterling. I mean to get to the bottom of this.
Hello. Here she is.
So there you are, Julia.
It's no good. I can't come back. You know I can't.
Come along, Julia. Let's get out of here while the rain blows off.
No, I can't.
Be sensible, Julia.
What's the use of talking? I must stay here. I can't help myself.
That's enough of this.
Don't touch me. Go away.
Oh, confound it.
Oh, easy, Pride, easy. Leave her to me.
If she won't come, we must take her.
1 minute. This lady has put herself under our protection.
Who the devil asked you to interfere? Kindly keep out of this.
You're not going to take this lady away against her will.
Mind your own business, sir.
It is our business.
You'd better explain it to them, Price. No good trying to ride roughshod in this matter. Come along, Julia. Let's sit down by the fire.
Very well.
Now then, listen to me, please. You people have heard the story about this place, I suppose?
Oh, yes, we've heard the ghost story. All about this station being haunted. Absolutely priceless, isn't it?
Yes. Please don't let my sister worry you. She suffers from, delusions at times.
You mean she's...
No, hardly that. It's all this infernal ghost train business.
You see, she was near this station one night several years ago, and she thought she saw the train.
I did see it. You know I did. I did see it.
There, Julia.
You see, she's Cornish and believes in ghosts. She always has done, ever since she was a child. I sometimes feel there's something psychic about her. Anyway, she thought she saw this ghost train, and it was a great shock to her. So great a shock that it upset her permanently. She's perfectly well most of the time, but some nights she has this idea that the ghost train will run, and it has a morbid fascination for her. She feels that she must see it again, and this is one of her bad nights. And I hope you understand.
It will come tonight. I know it will.
Nonsense, Julia.
Not nonsense. I know it. I see it. I'm never wrong. That night the tramp died, I felt it then.
Very well, you see, gentlemen. Don't let it alarm you. How did you get to know this story?
Well, the station master told us the yarn about an hour ago.
Oh, old Saul Hodgkin.
Where is he, by the way? Something strange has happened here tonight. Something unpleasant. We would like you to know about it.
Well?
The station master didn't want us to put up here for the night. He didn't think it was safe.
There, you see? He felt it, too.
Well, he told us the whole story and then said he should go home. He took his cycle lamp, lit it, and went off. And then we heard a noise. When we opened the door, we found him lying outside, dead.
Great heavens!
I knew it. What did I tell you? Now perhaps you'll believe me. You think there's some supernatural force at work? Yes. Why? That's where they found poor Ted Holmes, lying outside the door.
Steady, Julia, steady, steady. Now, I'm a doctor. Where is this poor chap? Let me see him.
We carried him into the ticket office.
All right, I'll go and examine him.
He's through there.
You see, it is a nasty business, and it gave us quite a shock.
Of course. Come along, Julia. It's time to be off.
No. No, I must stay. Everything's bearing me out. The train won't let me go.
There's a lot of difference between the coincidence of two men falling dead and a phantom train.
But the death of Ted Holmes was the beginning of it all. 20 years ago, tonight.
What's the joke?
Huh?
I don't follow you.
Didn't you tell us that Saul Hodgkin dropped dead?
Oh, yes. We carried him in there. Why, what's up?
Go and look.
What the deuce is going on? What? He isn't there.
No.
Not there? He must be there.
I don't appreciate this joke, gentlemen, especially considering my sister's state of health.
But we all saw him. I've got it. I know it. It's all clear. Terribly clear. Listen to me. Don't you know that Ted Holmes was a short man with a beard, very like Saul Hodgkin? My father knew him well. I'll stake my life that at this very moment, old Saul is safe home in bed. It wasn't him you found lying outside. It was Ted Holmes. If it was Saul Hodgkin, where is he? A man couldn't vanish into the air?
Oh, this is absurd.
And the time when all this happened, was it? At 11 o'clock?
Yes.
I knew it. It was Ted Holmes.
Then we've got to get him out of here somehow. Come along, Julia.
Once and for all, I can't come. I'm going to stop here. You're trying to drive me mad. You know as well as I do that the train will come, and you pretend that it's my delusion. I know all about it. You want to put me away, just as you did before. You're trying to get me put away. I won't move from here. Oh, how frightened I am. I'll prove to you that I'm not wrong about this. You can kill me, but I won't go.
Enough of this, Julia.
Don't touch me. Go away. Go away.
Confound you. I'll
tell you, Bryce, steady. Now, listen to me. Why can't you humor her a little? She'll be as right as rain by the morning. Why don't you clear off and leave her to me? I can manage her better. You seem to excite her. I'll get her away, I think. And if not, let her stay here. The train won't come. And that may put an end to these attacks of hers. Yes, it's worth thinking about.
Very well. But I'm going, Julia. I'm hanged if I'm going to miss about you all night. Good night, all.
Good night.
Where's he gone?
He's gone home. Now, you have a little rest, and then we'll all go.
I'm going to stay here.
Very well, Julia, just as you like.
But it isn't as I like. It's because I've got to. Oh, it terrifies me. This room is full of eyes. They all stare at me. Stare. This room is full of evil.
Yes, Julia, yes. Why not come away from it?
Why do you keep saying that? You know I'd go if I could. Why won't any of you help me?
We want to help you.
No, you're equally bad. You're as afraid of the place as I am, but you won't own it. You blame me.
Everything is all right, Julia. I'll stay with you.
But if anything happens, you won't say I'm mad anymore.
No, of course not.
All right. They say when it comes, you hear the bell ringing dismally, frightfully. I wonder if the bell will ring tonight. Just as it drips.
Just the rain, Julia.
Was the room where they brought those dead people.
Oh, steady, Julia, steady.
It's coming, I tell you. It will be here soon. I can feel it.
Now, come along, Julia. Let's go into the other room. This place isn't good for you.
Very well, then.
Oh, I say.
Well?
I want to speak to you two.
Oh, you do?
Yes, I want to warn you about something.
What's that?
Well, the queer thing is, I don't know, but I feel it's my duty to warn you.
What about?
I've got a sort of presentiment, a kind of nasty feeling, you know. I feel that we haven't got over the worst of this yet.
Oh, don't talk rot, man.
Oh, I don't know that it is rot. I want you to promise me something, will you? Good. I want you to promise me that if anything unpleasant happens, that you will be guided by me.
By you?
Yes. Oh, and you needn't look so beastly surprised. I'm not such an ass as I look, you know.
I didn't think you could be.
As a matter of fact, I'm rather a cute bird. Now, look, I want you to back me up.
Well, what are you going to do?
That's the funny part about it. I haven't the foggiest idea.
This is no time for trying to be humorous.
Why, my dear soul, I'm deadly serious.
Why?
I want you to hold this.
What?
And don't show it to anyone. Put it in your pocket. That's it. Now, do you understand?
No, I don't.
Of course not, neither do I. Isn't it funny? Look here, I can depend on you to back me up, can't I?
Well, I shall use my own discretion.
What if they're coming back?
I can't bear it. I can't.
It's all right, Julia. It's all over now.
Over? Well, it hasn't started. Look, I don't want to frighten you people, but I know what's going to happen. And it's going to happen soon. I can feel it.
Then come away.
No, it won't let me. It keeps me here. Why don't you all go away and leave me?
Because we're not frightened.
Well, that makes it all the more dangerous. Why won't you take my advice? You think I'm mad. I'm not mad. When the train comes...
The train won't come.
On it came that night, thundering down the valley. And then the brakes jammed on, jarring, tearing.
If the train comes, I'll believe the yarn. People can't mess about with railway trains.
Tearing of the brakes, grinding and rasping, the shriek of the whistlers, and a dead man lying on the platform. The roar, louder and louder, and then into the river below, crash. Why don't you hear it? Why don't you go? There's still time.
We can't go now.
Little pity, take stop your ears and don't look at it. Remember what happened to me and be warned. Do be warned.
The train won't come. It's not possible. What was that?
Now will you believe me?
The signal bell. It might have been the wind that caused that.
No. The bell. The signal bell. It always wins.
But hang it all, this is the 20th century.
A million years would not be a second in eternity.
What's the time?
It's a minute to 12.
What was that?
Huh?
I heard a train whistle.
It's coming. It's coming.
It's your imagination.
No. No, I'm sure I heard a whistle.
Well, let's go and see.
No. No, stop.
My gosh, she's right. It is a train.
It's coming. It's coming.
Steady, old girl.
Thundering down the valley. It's coming. It's coming. On, on, on.
I'm going to see. Oh, it's stuck. It's all stuck. It's bolted or fastened somehow. And this door's locked, too. We're shut in now. We are, I tell you. We're shut in.
Listen to it. I've got to see it. Terrible. Dick, can't you take take me away.
My dear girl, the doors are locked and the windows are barred. We can't get out.
You won't leave me, will you, Dick? I should die if you went away.
I won't leave you, Elsie. Don't be afraid.
Oh, I've been such a fool, Dick. Such a fool.
Yes, well, never mind that now, girl.
But I do mind, Dick. I mind terribly. I've been so horrid to you.
Oh, no, Elsie.
Oh, it's jolly queer about this lady, you know. If she hadn't been taken ill, she would have told us something about this train.
There's no good puzzling about this business. We're up against something too big for us.
You really think that...
I see no other explanation. When I came here tonight, I thought the legend about this place was superstition. We must take the facts into consideration, though. And they can't be explained away. If it was Old Saul you found outside the door, how did his body get out of the ticket office? There's no window with the skylight.
If only she had told us something more before she fell.
Oh, I say, look.
She moved her arm. Julia. Yeah, you're right. Julia. Feeling better?
What am I doing here?
Steady on. It's all right. It's all right.
No, no, no. Don't try to move.
I expect you not to turn fell. Oh, I didn't fall, did I?
Don't you remember, Julia? Now, let's see if we can piece things together a little.
Yes. Yes. I remember now. We heard the train in the distance. I jumped on the cable and then... Then I fainted.
Yes. Now listen. Julia, this is what really happened. The train came through the station. And after it had gone, you said you saw the driver. And just as you were going to tell us about it, you collapsed. It gave us a fearful shock. We thought at first that you were dead.
Oh, I don't remember anything about that. Then the train did come.
Yes, it did.
And none of you saw it?
No, only you. The doors were fastened. We couldn't get out. In fact, we can't get out now.
Exciting, isn't it?
Oh, it's awful. What can we do?
We must all get away from here if we can.
Only we'd gone with Herbert.
I wish to goodness we had.
Oh, listen. There's someone outside.
Stop, don't go near that door.
Why not?
Have you forgotten the rest of the story?
I don't quite get you.
Who do you think that is out there?
Someone who opened the beastly door, I hope.
Suppose it's Ben Isaacs.
Yeah, but who the devil's he?
Haven't you heard the rest of the story? How Ben Isaacs went mad?
Yes. Yes, they told us that.
It can't be.
Who knows?
Oh, don't be a fool, man.
Listen.
Who's there? Come in.
No, don't let them.
We must get to the bottom of this.
I'll serve it. I'm breaking the door down.
Oh, no. Don't let him. Don't.
Don't be a fool, man. It's gone, whoever it is.
Thank heaven for that.
Well, this caps the lot. I wish we knew what the game was.
If it had been a man, he would have answered. How many times did he knock?
Six. Well?
I just remembered something. There were six knockings at the door. The old station master said there were six killed. Yes. Six dead bodies they brought up from the mud and laid out in this very room.
Steady, Julia.
I don't think that's got anything to do with it. We've no proof of it.
We've no proof of anything, for that matter.
Oh, those footsteps again.
Rock of ages,
pull yourself together. Whatever it is, it can't hurt us.
Oh, there
can we do?
Something must be done or these women will go mad.
Well, I say, Wilfers, just listen to me.
You shut up.
You'll only make things worse.
Now, look here.
Quiet,
will you?
Nothing to get excited about.
Oh, no. What do you suggest, Doctor?
Do you feel well enough to walk, Julia?
Yes, I think so. I'll do anything if only we can get away.
Then we'll go now.
Yes.
Then let's get out of here as soon as possible.
Where can we go?
Anywhere. There should be shelter in a shed or a barn somewhere. Anything is better than this, don't you think so?
But, my dear old things, you've forgotten something.
Huh? What's that?
We're fastened in, aren't we? We can't get out.
So we can break down the door.
But then we shall have to pay for the damage.
Oh.
And there's another thing, too.
And what's that?
If we break down the door, we shall let in that chap outside.
Oh, yes. Oh, don't open the door, whatever you do.
Now, look here, Elsie. If it's a man outside, it's quite safe. We're 4-1. If it's not a man...
Oh, Dick.
If it's not a man, no locked doors will keep it out.
Yes. I suppose you're right.
Come on. Let's have another try.
Oh, they're still fastened, both of them. We'll break this one down.
Warning by what's happened to me. You want to go through my frightful experience?
This train
have a supernatural origin.
Has it?
Do you doubt it, then?
To be perfectly candid, I do.
What's that? Anyway, I'm going to wait and see.
What fools we are. If we waste any more time, it may be too late. It is too late. Then, Isaac. Well, now perhaps you're satisfied.
I'm blessed if I am.
He's got a gun.
And I plan to use it. Stop or I'll fire. Augusta, I've winged him. All right, that's that.
What have you done?
You'll soon see. Listen, the train again.
Oh, it's coming back.
Yes, it's coming back, all right. But don't worry, don't worry. I've got this in hand. I've laid one ghost already, and now I'm going to switch that ghost tray onto the siding.
Get back
and put your hands up. Where are you, Richard?
Here I am.
Remember what I told you? Now, where's that revolver I gave you?
I've got it.
Then watch this devil until I get back.
Well, this is a gross insult.
All right, I've done it. We've got her back onto the siding.
Now, look here.
It's no good. The game's up.
You mean there's no ghost train?
That train's as real as a Plymouth Express.
But I tell
you... Quiet, but what's the game?
I'm not sure yet, but you'll soon know. Here we are. Come in, gentlemen. Come in.
The deuce? The station master, but he's dead.
Yes, he got you all with that sham trick of his. Have you got him all, Jackson?
Yes, sir, I think so.
Oh, who's this chap? Who played the role of Isaacs? How different without a wig.
It's Price.
I thought it was you I winged. Are you hurt much?
You put a bullet right through my arm, blast you.
Thank you, lucky stars, it wasn't through your head. All right, what's your game?
Keep your mouth shut, Price.
Never fear.
Hadn't the doctor better see his arm?
Doctor? What doctor?
Dr. Sterling.
He's no more a doctor than you are. Didn't you see him take Miss Price's pulse with his thumb?
You're a fool. Who the deuce are you?
Oh, haven't you tumbled to him yet?
That's Detective Inspector Morrison of the Secret Service.
Not the Morrison who... pulled that big stunt off at Cologne.
Right. You all had rather a down on me, didn't you?
Well, I'm sorry.
Is the train all right, Jackson?
Yes, sir.
What was it they were carrying?
Just as you thought, sir. Machine gun.
Machine guns?
Yes. Allow me to introduce you to some rather interesting people. Mr. Herbert Pineway and Mr. John Silverton of the Silverway Modeling Clay Company, whose works are a few miles up the line here. Mr. Herbert Pineway, alias Rupert Alvarez of Barcelona, and Mr. John Silverton, alias Herr Otto Schneitz of Hamburg.
Great Scott.
And the train outside is full of machine guns.
You can prove nothing.
Can't I, though? I wasn't sure until tonight, but I made my mind up to get to the bottom of this, especially after you killed Heath.
Who's Heath?
The tramp they found dead. He was my best assistant. You can tell us about that, Saul.
I didn't do it. No one can prove it. It's their fault, every bit of it.
That's all very well for you. You have no wife and children. £5 they paid me to run that train down from their works to the old granite jetty and bring back their guns and such like.
It's a lie.
It ain't, and you know it. A score of times you've done it, and now it's the likes of me as has to suffer. To the devil with a lot of you.
Got the cars all right, Jackson?
Yes, sir.
Take them away.
Come on.
Stop moving, you lot of you. Get out of the car. Now, 9 years on. Stop that.
I don't quite see it even now.
Oh, it is perfectly clear. We've had an eye on these people for some time. They started this clay works near here in an out-of-the-way spot to make it a distributing center for the arms they'd smuggled into the country. Almost anything can be hidden in clay. The puzzle was to find out how they got the arms into England at all. Well, in the end, I took up this case. I sent Heath to investigate, and he was brutally killed, murdered in this very room.
Oh,
here.
No.
These people bought over the station master here and have been running a train about once a month from their works to the old granite jetty just down below here. Motor cars would have aroused a suspicion in a quiet place like this. A Hamburg boat brought the arms here, and, well, all the rest was plain sailing.
Then is the whole story of the accident made up?
No. The accident did happen. There's a strong local superstition about the ghost train. Most likely that gave them their idea. Anyway, it made their job easier, because people have been taught for years to run for their lives if they hear a train at night. And the great thing was that they didn't want anyone in this room tonight, because the guns might be spotted or the bottom knocked off the ghost story on which they rely. So when the station master couldn't get rid of us, they set about trying to scare us out. But they didn't do it, did they? You mean that every bit of it was a put-up job?
Yes. When Saul found out he couldn't get rid of us, he went up to Price's house and told them we were here. Price's house is only about half a mile away from here, not 5 miles. There was no time to lose, so they jumped up just as they were and came along to put over some crazy stuff and shift us that way. It was all a put-up job, feints and all.
Look, then, why didn't Saul send us off to Price's?
They didn't want us there any more than here. This was their busy night, you know.
There is one thing I'm sure you're wrong about. This poor girl, she's as innocent as I am. They duped her just as they did us. Or else they've had some awful influence over her. I understand you, dear. I know you're not to blame.
I'm not so sure about her yet. Have you got that paper, Jackson?
No, sir. It's not on any of them.
Have you got it?
What paper?
You know what I mean. The list of the names of the Soviet emissaries.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I see. Take her along with the others, Jackson. We'll make her speak.
No. No. For pity's sake, don't do that. I can explain. I know.
Then do you know what it is?
Yes.
Out with it.
There's more I can tell you. A lot more. For instance, there's this. Put your hands up. A revolver. Clever you. I'll hold all the trumps. Against that wall. Back. Back. Think an amateur like that should try to put the once over on me. Who are you? Get out of my way.
Darned if I will.
You stand a 50-50 chance of being darned if you don't. Get away from that door.
No.
Believe me, yes. When I shoot straight. Come on now. One. Two.
Look out behind you.
In tonight's production, The Ghost Train, the part of Teddy Deacon was played by John Simpson, with Mel Wayne as Julia Price and Tim Sutcliffe as John Sterling. Others in the cast were Douglas Bristow, Ian Calder, Yvonne Bristow, Tommy Reed, and Reg Richards. The Ghost Train was produced for Playhouse 90 by Yolande Dottman and directed by Henry Dittenthal.
Right, Clark, beautifully said there. Christmas Day with Clark McKay. You're on Springbok, the time's 7:30.